This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. We're talking about Oz Creek Corp, the trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol ASCK, very undervalued here at a market cap underneath a million and a stock price just above 1 cent. And with us today on the show is John Spaveri. John, I want to welcome you to the show. Also, congratulations on being uplisted to the OTCQB.
Yes, thank you, Everett. Pleased to be back here.
Materials, manufacturing, and construction, that's what you guys focus on. So tell us, give us an update. I know you guys are thinking about putting up a building there. And then I want you to, if you can, after that, tell us about what makes your product so special.
Sure. Well, starting with an update there, I guess I could easily say that 2018 was a bit of a slow year for us because a few things sort of went sideways and just took a little time to get together. But we have, for those who don't know, we have a building lot up in Goldendale, Washington, and we'll be building. It's 5 acres, and then we have an option on another 5 acres, and we'll be going early spring here. We'll be going into construction of our first building, which is a 25,000 square feet production plant, and. Once we get that to the stage where we can start production, probably about 4 to 5 months, then we have another 3 buildings behind that. But the first production building will enable us to produce 100 homes per year. And after that, I should say the building materials for 100 homes per year.
Let's talk about the building materials. Explain to my audience, if you would, what makes that product so special, if you would break it down for us.
Sure. What we do is we manufacture products to build site-built affordable housing. Now, using the word affordable is doesn't mean that they're cookie-cutter houses. They're all architect-designed houses. And our product is actually building materials. We manufacture concrete panels, specialized concrete panels, and we use them in the construction of housing. They're relatively inexpensive to manufacture, but they're very, very high on energy efficiency. They're very strong because they're manufactured out of concrete, and they have a lot of extra things about them that you won't get in a regular stick-built home. For instance, they won't burn. They're concrete.
How much do these panels weigh?
They weigh about just over half the weight of regular concrete. So they're not that light. We'd call them lightweight, but they're not that light. They're about half the weight of regular concrete.
So do you use these in place of sheetrock? Do you use these as your panels? I'm trying to understand it.
Well, the complete panel, as it comes out and before it's constructed into a house, is finished on both the inside and the outside. So the inside is actually the inside of the house. There is no sheetrock or extra covering, so once those walls are painted, they're finished. On the outside, we leave it, depending on what type of finish we're going to put on it, we just go over it with a stucco finish as a fairly normal way to do it. And so basically the panel, when it comes out, is finished.
So you guys are like a prefab and you put everything together. So you guys are actually building houses. Am I hearing you correctly?
Yes, but when prefab is not a reference to the house. We prefabricate the building products, just like a brickworks would manufacture bricks and then send them out to the lot to be constructed at that point.
And I would take it that your product would have been very favorable when the storms came down in Texas, the flood, the hurricane came in New Orleans. What would have made your product so special during that time compared to the conventional product that's out there now?
Okay, well, our product is concrete. It has millions of tiny air bubbles infused in it, which gives it room for expansion and contraction and makes it a little bit more flexible than regular concrete. In cases like the floods down in Texas, a lot of homes went underwater. If our homes go underwater, well, you just hose them out and give them a coat of paint if they need it and go ahead, because they're not affected by water like that. Well, and in the case of the fires in California, that was really a major disaster for lots and lots of people down there. I heard at one stage that there was over 85,000 structures that were burned out. This is, our product won't burn. It's concrete. It has room for expansion and contraction. It has high thermal efficiency. It's got encapsulated insulation. So it has the insulation makes it good for soundproofing, and it's impervious to insect infestations like termites in timber houses, or it's impervious to mold, rot,
which are all very important products, byproducts of that of your product. Let me ask you this. You know, Peter Drucker, to me, he's been my mentor, and I've read all his books. He said that the two facets that management should always concentrate if they want to build a business is innovation, always being innovative, and marketing and sales. I know you guys have an innovative product, but marketing sales, how much is your product, once you get the building up and you get the machines in there, are there people waiting for your products? You got POs you know, waiting to be signed? Bring us up to speed on that.
Yes, we have quite a number of local people in the city where we are setting up, Goldendale, Washington, that, well, six at the very moment, that are looking for houses straight away. We have an agent down in California, in Redding, California, that has asked us if we can give them a forward planning for over 1,000 homes over the next couple of years in that area down there. We have a developer down in New Mexico who has a rather large lot that he wants to build affordable housing on, and he's looking at 400 homes over a number of years, but it's one of those things where you sort of start at one end and work your way through it. So there is but that's just in, you know, basically three areas here. As far as the market for these houses, well, I guess the market for affordable housing is one of the largest consumer markets in the world. If you can just think in billions and nearly trillions of dollars worth of housing, shortages of affordable housing throughout the globe. So
absolutely, I can understand that, because one of the biggest epidemics right now, a lot of people say it's opiates, and it might be, but student loans, they can't, kids coming out of college got so much burden on student loans, they can't afford housing, so they're definitely looking for affordable housing. Oz Creek Corp is the company that we're highlighting here today on Stock Day. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol ASCK. You've been listening to my guest, the president and the CEO of the company, Mr. John Spiveri. John, in closing, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to illustrate to the listeners?
Well, yes, that we are in the throes of setting up a plant right now. We need to get into production as quickly as we can, because we are under a lot of pressure to get this thing rolling, and this our product is one of the best products that you can use for the construction of homes. And when we talk about affordable housing, we talk about that sort of has the connotation of being a cookie cutter thing. We are not cookie cutter manufacturers. We manufacture every single home is designed, and they look like just about any other home on the street. So thank you very much. I appreciate you doing this interview.
No, John, thank you so much for coming on the show. I wish you nothing but the best out there. I know you're going to work things out, and I know probably by summertime you'll probably have your product out there and start building some houses. So good luck to you, and hopefully you'll come back on the show in 40 or 50 days and give myself and my listeners an update.
Well, thank you. I will.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.